see if there's a place that I can get to it.
The main trail of the Spring Lake Woods and Bog is about a mile long, but if you walk a little off the path, you might get a little wet.
This is the bog of Spring Lake Woods and Bog.
The nature preserve is home to rare plants, including the cypress knee sedge, which is especially uncommon in northern parts of the country. Tall, greenish-brown cinnamon ferns are abundant, giving certain parts of the preserve a tropical feel. Skunk cabbage looks like a pretty flower, but its namesake smell might make it unpleasant to have in a home. I met up with Scott Namasnik, who is cataloging the plants for an inventory. He was hired by Acres Land Trust, a nonprofit that acquires land with the purpose of protecting it forever. The organization acquired the land in March 2014.
And it's great that Acres is able to preserve a place like this too. But even that, from a botanical standpoint, I don't think anybody truly knew everything that was out here. You knew that there are a few rare plants. And then to be able to document some of these things that don't occur anywhere else in the state or very infrequently anywhere else in the state is pretty exciting and pretty important for botanical distribution information as well.
The land was bought through private donations and grants from the Bicentennial Nature Trust, Indiana Heritage Trust, and the Department of Natural Resources. Namasnik says if Acres didn't preserve the land, no one would even know those plants were out there. The cypress knee sedge is so rare, Namasnik says only about 20 people have seen it in Indiana.
And just this habitat too, this habitat's so unique that most of Indiana will never see this type of habitat.
The off-trail hike was difficult. It was raining, and the mud smelled like rotting eggs. We climbed over trees and through thorny bushes, trying to stay away from a plant called poison sumac.
Don't keep going. You have poison sumac right on your back.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
It might have touched your hand, so I would say wash your hands really well.
Despite possibly getting poison sumac, I can see why Acres wanted the 107-acre property. It's filled with animals like the four-toed salamander and lush plant life. Letty Haver is the outreach manager for Acres Land Trust. She says she enjoys being in undisturbed parts of nature, like the Spring Lake Woods and Bog.
I really like being off-trail. I think it captures, there's something in your imagination that really calls you to be out here like this.
The land also protects part of the Lake Everett shoreline, Fort Wayne's only natural lake. While the entire property is not open to the public, the trail allows visitors to get a glimpse of different habitats hard to find anywhere else. For WBOI News, I'm Lisa Ryan.